皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now, here's Phil
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8666. I'm Phil Henry. Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, who is the frontman of Black Sabbath, is calling for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to scratch the British metal band's name from this year's list of nominees. Do you recall, and we talked about this when George C. Scott passed on, that of course in 1971, he refused the nomination for Best Actor. Ozzy Osbourne's doing the rock and roll version of this. He is saying that he doesn't want Black Sabbath on the list of nominees. This is the third year of eligibility for Sabbath, which created the blueprint for headbanger bands with songs such as Paranoid and Iron Man. And Osbourne says he doesn't want to wait to be passed over again. Just take our name off the list, says Ozzy Osbourne. He said it Monday in a statement. Save the ink. Forget about us. The nomination's meaningless because it's not voted on by the fans. It's voted on by the supposed elite of the music industry and the media who've never bought an album or a concert ticket in their lives. End of quote. There was no immediate word on whether the Hall of Fame officials would alter the ballot sent out to about 1,000 voters, a group made up chiefly of musicians, music executives, and critics. That's a good point. You know, I've never really been a... I don't think I was ever really a fan of fans voting for all-stars like in baseball. I think I am now, though. Just because I've got that bad taste in my mouth with all these suits that have been walking around here lately. But anyway, the voting deadline for the 15th annual induction is next Tuesday. Other nominations you may have heard were included Eric Clapton, Aerosmith, Steely Dan, Lou Reed, the OJs, Richie Valens, and Queen. Now, Black Sabbath is an interesting group. I remember because I was around then, because I'm old and I'm getting older all the time, and that's okay with me. I'm 47. What do I care? I was there. I heard You Shook Me by Led Zeppelin. I realized it was pretty weird. It might have been that funny smell in the air, but that was the first metal that I ever heard. And then along came Black Sabbath, and this was the band that supposedly was, I don't know, sort of a sub-Zeppelin behemoth. They were sort of lifting sounds or lifting the whole concept from Led Zeppelin. What Black Sabbath really did is they made it, you know, a music that was accessible to a more blue-collar crowd, I guess. Zeppelin was a real effete kind of band. They had a lot of... Maybe they had a lot of critics listen to their music, and Black Sabbath was more of a grungy group, a dirty, grimy, greasy, rotten, stinking bunch of Satan worshippers, and it was all in good fun. Just a dirty, rotten, greasy, grimy, rotten, stinking pack of heroin addicts, but it was great. Now, who are the guys in the bay? Tony, you're the man. Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, Bill Ward, and don't tell me. Don't tell me. And Ozzy Osbourne. All four guys still alive? Why do I think that a guy named Geezer is probably pushing up his dirt napping right now? Why would I think? But Led Zeppelin was a very accomplished band. It was a very... what do you want? They were musicians. They were a proficient band, I think, musically. And Black Sabbath, on the other hand, I think, was not, you know, they were a garage band. But ultimately, probably a band that people got off on more. I don't know. Led Zeppelin still is one of the highest selling, in terms of units of albums, one of the highest selling bands in the world. But I'd love to take a look at some of the sales on Sabbath. You got some of that crap laying around here tonight? You got some of that? What is this one here? This thing that you got, let me see this. This Black Sabbath Never Say Die, this is about as rotten an album as they ever put out, isn't it? Was this 1980? It really was bad. Who's the lead singer on this? Was this, did they have, this is the last one with Ozzy? Yeah, we got a couple of those other things. But I always found them to be a group that, if you thought you were a music fan, you were not a Led Zeppelin, or you were not a Black Sabbath fan. If you considered yourself to be an aficionado, an appreciator of the finer, the more high-bred, the more evolved aspects of rock and roll, you thought Black Sabbath was some real dirt. And you thought Led Zeppelin was the end-all, be-all. They were just it. Of course, when they came out with that second album, when they really came out with that Immigrant Song, that third album, I don't know why it was, but I wanted to, it did bother me, okay? A lot of funny-looking people started listening to their music then. Oh, was it the fourth album with Immigrants, third album? And for some reason, they bummed me out after that. It might have been the mescaline. It might have been a lot of things, but I faded away after that. I started listening to Mel and Tim. I don't know what was happening to me. I started listening to JoJo on the radio. The fourth album rocked. Boy, somebody ought to go in there and rock you. Fourth Zeppelin album? Name one song off the fourth Led Zeppelin album. Four Sticks? One night, we closed the show What did we close the show with one night? And it was so rotten, I had to pull it off the air. It was, The Song Remains the Same, which I played for years, year in and year out when I was playing rock and roll for a living. When I was doing album rock and all of that stuff. And man, that, you know, we played that song all the time. You ought to hear that thing processed through an AM transmitter. Oh, man, it's bad. You know how Plant has got, there's something wrong with his voice in that song. But anyway, now you know that you got Ozzy Osbourne who comes along hot on the heels of Zeppelin. And Ozzy's got a rotten voice, but he don't care. So those are the distinct differences between those bands. And now I think with Osbourne saying, we'll just take our name off the list. I don't know whether he's trying to pull a Jared C. Scott, whether it's a publicity play. Who knows? But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Ozzy Osbourne don't need it. He's living out there in England someplace. He's got himself a nice house. His wife's running his career. The kids go off to private school. I think they got a swimming pool and a couple of SUVs. They're picking kid out of the grill of that Humvee. And they're living large. And you know that about that? How do you feel about that, Tony? That Ozzy's sitting there and he's having himself a cup of tea in the morning. He's reading a sports page. That's his life, babe. And at the end of Ozfest, he goes, hope you had fun, kids. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Rick, how are you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Ian. They call me Little Ian Anderson. I'm calling you about the, that you were talking about Ozzy Osbourne. I want to fill you in, fill in some of the gaps on a career of the band, because I was a roadie there. I worked on the sound system for a lot of groups, and most of the time was on the road with a lot of these bands. I saw what he said. I want to say it was right on for Ozzy to say what he said and say that he was a purist, you know. And I thought that
Ozzy Osbourne was a purist.
That's right. I thought a lot of what they did, a lot of what he said, was very pure. And it's pure rock and roll, you know. It's not like he's trying to say that he's better than anyone. It's not what Ozzy's on about, you know. He's never said he's better than anyone. He's trying to say that he was, that their music is pure, and that the rest of these poncy people.
Can I just interrupt you here? Your name's Little Ian Anderson.
That's right. They call me Little Ian Anderson. I'm 5'3". And I played, I was roadie for some band.
All right, so you're not Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
Yeah. No, I'm not that poncy bastard who's standing on one leg.
You didn't like that guy?
No, I don't like that music. I'm not a big fan of that music, no.
Why not?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the all these faggy bands, you know. That they've got.
All right, you're going to have to cool it with that language, okay?
Oh, well, You want to talk about Ozzy Osbourne, what he was on about, and that all I'm saying is that he was a purist, and the music that they were making was pure, and that's what they were all about, and that's why he said to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to stuff it, you know, because it's not what they're on about.
All right, well, so. In your opinion, Ozzy Osbourne was a rock and roll, and still is, by the way, he's still with us, a rock and roll purist, and should tell him to stuff it, huh?
Well, that's right. It's not like it's some sort of big statement, you know. We're not talking about writing a Declaration of Independence, are we? We're talking about, you know, a band that I thought was more real than most of these bands, you know, because when I was working at working sound, I was also working roadie for a lot of these groups. They were all, you know, they're all on about themselves. They're all about how their group was number one, you know. And it's always from Black Sabbath. That
who'd you work with?
I worked with a lot of groups. I worked with Supertramp when they first started out. I worked with the Who, and when they went to. The United States, America, right on their first tour, on their first tour after Keith Moon died, and you know it's.
All right, well, hold on for a minute, Ian. Okay, so you worked with a lot of these groups, and you want to tell us about Ozzy Osbourne. Did you work with that band?
Not work directly with Black Sabbath, but I worked with some of them metal bands. I was always a big admirer of their music.
And, all right, hold on, okay, Ian, Little Ian.
That's right. They call me Little Ian.
All right, Little Ian Anderson, who is not the Ian Anderson. He's a roadie. Little Ian on the line there. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Is that Sabbath from that Never Say Die? Oh, that ain't even Sabbath. Got little Ian Anderson on here talking about Ozzy Osbourne, who has said they don't want that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination, no how. And little Ian, we got to say you're not the Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, so we get that out of the way, okay?
That's right. I would not be confused with him because I'm not a big fan.
You're not a big fan of Jethro Tull?
No, I'm not a big fan of Jethro Tull. I'm not a big fan of that sort of the Ponzi art rock, you know, that they did. I'm more of a purist, you know. I like all the pure rock and roll, you know, like what Ozzy was on about, what Metallica is on about, you know, and what Pearl Jam was on about, and some of these groups that I think are not trying to reinvent the wheel, you know. That's all that makes sense to me.
Now, you worked as a roadie, and you worked as a sound man for a lot of these bands, right? So you saw them all, right?
I don't know. So it's not about me. You know, it's not about me. It's about Ozzy Osbourne saying what he said, which is the best thing he could have said, because it's not about me. It's about these bastards who are all in charge at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they think they control everything. They're not control anything. They're all about money. You know, they're all about money. They're all about wealth. And they're not about the music, right? You know, and it's about the love of the music, right? It's very corporate. It's very sterile, right? And it's not about the love of the music, which is why I like Black Sabbath and all the bands like that.
So you saw a lot of music business guys kind of water these bands down, huh?
If I'd seen a music business guy, if I see a record executive, I'd like to just piss on him as talk to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I do. If I see a record company executive, I'd say drop my fly and piss on him, because there's not a one of them that's worth it. You know, they're all rubbish, really. And they had more to do, I think, with the Black Sabbath and bands like that not being, you know, accepted.
Okay, here's Wichita to Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, I just wanted to make the point that Black Sabbath fans may be more devoted because there's less people that know about Black Sabbath, so they feel more ownership with the band, whereas Led Zeppelin, everybody's heard a Led Zeppelin song.
That's right, and you know, Sabbath, I think, is more energetic in concert, really. I think there's more danger. Right, you know, with their music.
Right, they have, you know, people think they're satanic and
right,
things like that. And
right.
What about that?
And, yeah.
What about that Satanism thing?
It's rubbish. It's rubbish. You know, it's not Satanism. It's about the image of scaring all of these Ponzi bastards who think they own rock and roll. You know, and Black Sabbath came along and said, "You don't own rock and roll. That the people own rock and roll."
You know, the more you scare the parents, the better the kids are going to like it.
That's right, and you know, it's all about danger, like when Ozzy bit the head off the bat, you know, in the record company executives, you know, suite there or like that, you know. So.
Can I ask you a question, Ian?
Right.
Do you use drugs?
Well, what difference does that make? You know,
I'm just curious. I mean, do you use or did you see? I mean, are you? I'm just wondering. Okay.
Well, I drank. I used heroin. I used everything. You know.
Now?
No, not now. You know, I've sort of cleaned my act up a little bit. You know, because of everything that I've seen and everything that all the other people are saying. It's been a wild ride, you know. And I wish I could take drugs again.
Why?
Because it was fun. Because I had fun when I took drugs, but now I can't do it, you know, because of all the damage it did to me. But it was a lot of fun, you know. Where are you calling from? Wichita.
Yes.
You know, we did a show there in 1984. Sabbath was in Wichita.
I was 14. I wasn't able to go at that time.
Is that right? You know, we played at an arena there. What was the name of the arena in Wichita?
Probably Kansas Coliseum.
Was it Coliseum? That's right. Is it outdoor Coliseum? No, it was indoor Coliseum.
It's indoor.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had a wonderful time with all of the people there. The Midwest, though, had a group back then that we didn't like very much. It's a group called Kansas.
Right.
And we thought that they were very derivative.
Yeah.
You know, did you like that band at all?
Well, I'm more into the heavier stuff.
Yeah, Kansas was one of those poncy bands you're talking about, Ian.
It's right. They're very poncy, very, very, you know, it's all about corporate money and all of that, you know.
Okay, sir, thanks for your call tonight.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we have on the line here little Ian Anderson, who is not the Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, as you've been quick to point out, because he's a poncy what?
he's a poncy bastard. I'm not there. You know, I don't mean to make... It's just that all these rock and rollers, so-called rock and rollers, they're all living up on their... Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, he's living up on his salmon farm up in Scotland. And he goes to the safe in his wall. He pulls out £2,000 or £4,000, and goes and gets himself some breakfast or whatever. And he thinks that he pisses gold or whatever, and he thinks that he craps gold or whatever, you know. And
well, not all of these guys can be ego cases, are they?
Well, they're all rubbish. They're all rubbish.
What do you think of Moody Blues?
Oh, my God, it was rubbish, wasn't it? Moody Blues is total rubbish, wasn't it? It's like Styx was rubbish. It's like Kansas was rubbish. Oh, my God, it's like I wouldn't piss on them to put them out if they were on fire, those bands.
And all right, hold the line here, Ian. Little Ian Anderson, a roadie. We're talking about Sabbath, and Black Sabbath does not want to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Phil Henry Show here. 1-800-449-8686.
Per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Now, I just want to say the guy we got on the line here, Little Ian Anderson, you got the name because they didn't want to confuse you with Ian Anderson, the rock star, right?
That's right. I say they call me Little Ian because I'm 5'3", and because I was working, as a roadie, I worked a sound system for a lot of bands, and because I was they would run into these bands is not to confuse me. Or confuse other people, but you're not going to confuse me with Ian Anderson. But I still don't call myself that.
All right, here is Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, say, who's this guy anyways? What's his name?
Talking to me. My name's Little Ian Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Little Ian Anderson, huh?
I'm not saying that I'm the Ian Anderson. I'm saying that that was my name, and they didn't want to confuse me with the other Ian Anderson. They started calling me Little Ian Anderson. I'm very short.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, do you play a flute?
I don't play a flute. Do you play your skin flute?
No, I believe you probably play a skin flute, a mean skin flute.
You sound like, do you like Jethro Tull?
Oh, I like Jethro Tull.
Yeah, you sound like the kind of asshole that would like Jethro Tull.
Yeah. And,
all right, okay, goodbye. That guy was obviously thinking that you thought that you were Ian Anderson, all right?
Well, let me make it clear to anybody who's listening to your program that I'm not Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull. I would not be Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull.
You don't like his music?
No, I don't like his music. I think his music was this posy rubbish that had nothing to do with rock and roll at all.
But a lot of people would say that bands like Jethro Tull brought a new sound to rock and roll. They infused it with a little jazz. You know what I mean by jazz rock?
Well, it's to me, it's all rubbish. You know, it's jazz rock. There's no such thing as jazz rock. There's no such thing as Latin rock or any of that rubbish, is there? There's just rock and roll, and the idea that they can turn this into something more than it is rubbish. And they're all about making money. It's all that they're about. That's all that they're on about, making money.
All right. Well, anyway, you agree with Ozzy Osbourne's stand, huh?
I agree with his stand. I think that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is rubbish. I think that they're stupid bastards who are going to put a lot of crap in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Black Sabbath doesn't need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's just not necessary. And I think they should boycott. I think all real rock and roll fans should boycott the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Especially when they put in these bands, when they start to put in these bands that are like, that have like big fat people in them. You know, there's all kinds of bands that have big fat people, you know,
What are you talking about? There's all kinds of bands with big fat people.
Well, I'm talking about the Bachman Turner Overdrive. You know, they had Randy Bachman, who was a fat bastard. They had the Leslie West, who was the fattest bastard I've ever seen in my life. They had the fat bastard they had was all of these fat bastards who were not qualified, right, to play rock and roll.
Well, what do you mean fat people are? You're calling these guys fat bastards. They're not qualified to play rock and roll. What does that mean?
I mean that you can't be 300 pounds and play rock and roll. You can't be 300 pounds and play rock and roll. It's not part of the rhythm of it. And that fat bastard, John Popper, from
Blues Traveler?
That's right. John Popper, Blues Traveler, was a big fat tub of guts, and also were the rest of them. And then when they start to put them into rock and roll, that's when I know that the whole thing is a farce, really.
And what about Fats Domino?
What about Fats Domino? What's that got to do with it?
Well, Fats Domino. They called him Fats Domino.
Well, is he fat? Because of...
Yeah, I guess he was fat.
Well, then he's rubbish too, isn't he? If he's fat.
Well, how can you say that? Fats Domino was one of the pioneers of rock and roll. How can you say he's rubbish?
I'm not here to I don't care what people think about me. I was 5'3". I was working on stages, and people made fun of me. And they fed their little Ian Anderson, go tell him to run and go get things for the band, you know. I had to run out and get drinks for the band, you know. I had to run out and get some lager or whatnot, or wine, or what have you. And they made fun of me, and I got to the point in my life where I said, no one's going to make fun of me, because I'll piss on them.
Look, what has that got to do with Fats Domino being fat?
Because if he's fat, he's not belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is what I'm saying. He's a fat bastard, like this American that I heard about, Chubby Checker. He's a fat bastard, you know. So that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to have my opinion, aren't I?
You hate record company executives, don't you?
That's right.
And you hate Jethro Tull and Moody Blues and music like that?
That's right.
Who else do you hate?
I hate the fat bastard like Randy Bachman or Leslie West.
So you hate fat rock and rollers?
That's right. I always did.
You always hated fat rock and rollers?
I always hated them, right.
Who else do you hate in music?
I hate all the Carole King music. I hate that so much. I hate all of the Alanis Morissette music. I hate that music. You know, it's not that I'm about hate, right?
Okay.
It's just that I'm about purity in the music. And there's no purity in the music. All these posse bastards and all their poetry and all of their crap, it's not make rock and roll. And I hate Sugar Ray.
You hate Sugar Ray? They're from California.
I don't care if they're from California or not. I don't care if they're from England or not. I don't care if they're from Africa or not. I hate their music because it's poncy and faggy. And
all right, I gotta ask you not to use that word, okay? I don't like it. Nobody else does. All right.
What's the way you can stuff it then?
I can stuff it, huh?
Yeah. Because I'm not about putting on airs, you know.
All right, but you're characterizing and using a word that I don't like.
Well, that's your opinion, you know.
My opinion. Here's Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Why is he so hateful? Everything he's talking about.
I'm not hateful. I just know what I like.
Hate.
I know what I like, and I know
what
I don't like.
Tell us what you like. You don't.
I like Black Sabbath.
So pure.
I like Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. That all they are synthesizers and hard guitars.
There's no synthesizers.
Pure.
There's no synthesizers in Black Sabbath.
It's all amplifiers. It's all electronics. Give an artist.
There's no
guitar and let him play.
That's exactly what Black Sabbath is. What rubbish are you talking about?
I'm talking about Van Morrison. I'm talking about someone who's very hateful. I'm trying to go to sleep, and all you're talking about is hate.
I told you what I like.
Everything is hate.
Well, you can stuff
and
yourself
use it
too.
And you're using such foul language.
You can stuff yourself too, then, can't you? Because I love Black Sabbath, but I'm not on about Van Morrison and all of his warbling and all his caterwauling like a banshee.
You don't like Van Morrison, huh?
No, it's no one likes Van Morrison.
I like Van Morrison.
You name me an album he's come out with that you like in the last 20 years.
All right, in the last 20, I don't know in the last 20 years. I will tell you that I liked Van Morrison's Moondance album. I liked Tupelo Honey.
I thought he came out with a very good album last year. I thought he was on with Bob Dylan, but I've made a mistake, so I bought the wrong record.
What do you mean you bought the wrong record?
I bought a Bob Dylan record. I thought it was Van Morrison, and I hated it.
You hate Bob Dylan, too?
I hated the Bob Dylan record that I bought. But I think Bob Dylan's all right, but the one that I bought, I hated. But I also thought it was Van Morrison.
All right, Van Nuys, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to know, is Ian around? I'd like to know, what does size have to do with talent? I don't understand.
Well, you don't understand. You obviously haven't been listening either. Thanks for calling. So tell me a little bit about what Black Sabbath's refusal to be inducted into the Hall of Fame means to you.
Well, it means to me that they're standing up for their rights as a rock and roll band, and they're not going to knuckle under to all these assholes who are telling them that they've got to be, Eric Clapton, who is nothing but rubbish.
Okay, so Eric Clapton's rubbish, too.
That's right. Eric Clapton, you know, if I say some things that you don't like, this is my taste in music. Eric Clapton has never been any good. And the same goes for the rest of the rubbish that they want to put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, the Queen, which is rubbish. Steely Dan, which is rubbish.
Now, there's another famous American group. You don't like them, huh?
Well, it's not that I don't like them, but there's not that many American groups that I like. what American groups are there to like? Are you going to tell me the Beach Boys? Are you?
All right, well, what about, so you don't like Steely Dan? What about Aerosmith?
That's rubbish.
Aerosmith's rubbish, too.
That's right. Richie Valens is rubbish, and the OJs are rubbish, and Lou Reed is double rubbish, because he's affected and he thinks he's some kind of a poet, you know?
So the only band for you, Ozzy, is Black Sabbath.
The only band for me is Black Sabbath. The only solo artist for me is Ozzy Osbourne. And the rest of it is
I know, rubbish.
That's right, it's rubbish. I hate those groups. And I love the fact that all the people don't like the fact that I hate them.
All right, well, Ian, thank you. And to answer the lady's question who wasn't listening, little Ian Anderson was a roadie. You're a roadie. You're not the guy from Jethro Tull.
That's not. I'm not. Nor would I be. If I were Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, I'd blow my brains out of my head.
You'd kill yourself.
That's right. I can't stand their music. I would not want to be him, and I would not want to be in his band.
So you're a little 5'3" roadie.
That's right. I would, if I were Ian Anderson, I would impale myself on my flute. I would drive it through my neck. That's how much I hate what they do.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I love everybody. I just hate rubbish. That's the only thing I hate is rubbish.
But you love everybody and love everything.
I love everybody. I love everything. But if you present me with rubbish, I hate that. I hate it.
Well, I mentioned George C. Scott, and this being a lot like George C. Scott refusing the Oscar for the Academy Awards, Ozzy Osbourne refusing going into the Hall of Fame. What do you think of that?
I don't know who he is.
He was a famous actor who was nominated for an Academy Award, and he refused it.
Well, the Academy Awards are rubbish too, aren't they? Those are the worst. All those people should die. All of the Academy Awards should die. So George C. Scott is my hero, whoever he is. And I never heard of the bastard.
Well, he's dead now.
Well, when did he die?
He died last week.
That poor bastard, somebody that I like finally, and he's dead.
Yeah, he croaked. Thank you. Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. Forget it. Little Ian, you there?
Right.
All right, let's go to Hermosa Beach. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Ian?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hi. Is everything rubbish to you?
No, Black Sabbath's not rubbish to me.
What is not rubbish to you?
I just said to you, Black Sabbath is not rubbish to me.
Is that the only thing?
No, there's a lot of stuff is not rubbish to me. Like the moon is not rubbish. And a beautiful girl is not rubbish, right?
Oh, well, I...
Right, what is your favorite band?
My favorite man?
Your favorite band?
I like Jimmy Buffett.
It's total rubbish.
Jimmy Buffett.
It's total rubbish. He's an old drunk living down in Key West, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's drinking all these margaritas or whatever his problem is, or whatever. He's rubbish. He's a drunk.
Well, I think that you should just live with the world like it is and...
Stuff it. Stuff the world.
Why?
It's rubbish.
What do I do?
wait a second. What is this?
This is Black Sabbath.
But this is rubbish, too.
That's all I'm trying to say.